USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
While Democrats in the Senate will maintain control after Senator Catherine Cortez Masto's win in Nevada, the Democrats will get a much-needed boost if Senator Raphael Warnock wins in the Georgia runoff race with Herschel Walker December 6. The ability to pass key legislation and fill court vacancies may depend on it. The House majority is still undecided at this hour. The University of Virginia police has reported a shooting on the campus of the school, with one reported suspect at large. Police announced Christopher Darnell Jones, a former UVA football player, is the suspect. Police confirmed that three people have died and two others were hurt.
And I believe there's a little substitute, though, to face-to-face discussions. And as you know, I'm committed to keeping the lines of communications open between you and me personally, but our governments across the board, because our two countries have so much that we have an opportunity to deal with.
President Biden across the table from China's President Xi Jinping at the G20 summit in Bali, Indonesia on Monday. The Chinese leader responds via a translator.
The China-U.S. relationship is in such a situation that we all care a lot about it, because this is not the fundamental interest of our two countries and peoples, and it is not what the international community expects us.
Ukraine's President Zelensky is accusing Russian forces of having committed the same atrocities as in other regions of the country before they were forced to pull out from the strategic southern port city of Kherson. In his nightly video address on Sunday, Zelensky said without details that investigators have documented more than 400 Russian war crimes. USA Radio News.
Do you have three ex-wives and your current trophy wife wants a life insurance policy three times the size of the policies you had to purchase for your previous mistakes? If so, you need to call Big Lou at Term Provider, 800-568-2790. Big Lou is intimately familiar with your problems, and if you're 50 or 60 years old and in reasonably good health, a $1 million policy should only cost about $100 to $200 per month. Big Lou may have a solution for your previous policies as well. You may even save enough money to lighten the load on your new $1 million policy. Remember, call Big Lou. He's like you, except he's only on number two. Call Term Provider at 800-568-2790. That's 800-568-2790. For $1 million in term life insurance that you can live with, call Big Lou at 800-568-2790.
People still looking to book trips this holiday season need to act fast and prepare for sticker shock. Airline executives concur. Based on bookings, they expect huge demand for flights over Thanksgiving, Christmas, and New Year's. Travel experts say the best deals for airfares and hotels are already gone, and be prepared to pay more. Four University of Idaho students were found dead on Sunday and were believed to be the victims of homicide, according to the school. The students, who have not been identified, lived in Moscow, Idaho, near the university campus. The damages from Hurricane Nicole in Florida is becoming clear. Tony Maruso from the Gulf Coast Bureau has more.
Residents in the beachfront neighborhood of Wilbur-by-the-Sea had their homes damaged or destroyed by Hurricane Nicole. In Volusia County, at least 49 beachfront properties, including hotels and condos, have been deemed unsafe in the aftermath of the storm, which hit Florida's eastern coast south of Vero Beach as a Category 1 hurricane early Thursday, before weakening into a tropical storm and eventually becoming a post-tropical cyclone Friday afternoon. From the Gulf Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Tony Maruso.
Black Panther Wakanda Forever opened with a blockbuster $180 million at the domestic box office. That's according to ComScore. It marks the second highest debut for 2022 and followed behind Doctor Strange. It earned $218 million over the long weekend. Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
My heart was racing just making spaghetti. I could have waited to tell my doctor, but I didn't wait.
I was short of breath just reading a book. I could have delayed telling my doctor, but I didn't wait.
They told their doctors and found out they have atrial fibrillation, a condition which makes it about 5 times more likely to have a stroke. If you have one or more of these symptoms, irregular heartbeat, heart racing, chest pain, shortness of breath, fatigue, or lightheadedness, this is no time to wait. Contact your doctor.
Brought to you by Bristol-Myers Squibb and Pfizer.